Good morning. Today is May the 20th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, turn with me to the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55, beginning in verse number 1. The text reads, "Ho, everyone who thirst, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear, and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David." May God this morning, beloved, bless the reading of His Word. Truly this morning, as we read these words spoken, we understand from the lips of the prophet Isaiah about everyone who comes that thirst, the Lord provides. Every day, the things and the thoughts that we have, even of the matters of life that we never have understanding of, God surely provides to each of us in an abundant and a mighty way. Come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost, the word speaks of. You know, as we come to the Lord, beloved, this day in every day of our earthly lives, we find that the Lord provides, the Lord blesses, the Lord leans His ear of understanding and His heart towards us, as we are surely needy creatures each and every day. Beloved, every one of us should have this insatiable desire to thirst for the will and the word and the truth of God's love in our life every day. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Understanding clearly that we put our efforts and our thoughts and our purpose and direction many times in the ways and the things of this world and not truly in the things that are of God. We read in the latter portion of verse number 2, it says, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance." Listen to me, the word says. Listen to me, the Lord God, the prophet speaks. Beloved, this day, as we come before the Lord, as we seek the Lord through this devotion, as we seek the Lord to be the ruler of our life and to meet the needs that we have before us this day, beloved, we have no understanding at all of what truly is ahead of us on this one day, this Wednesday of life. Allow God to show us how His Word today can be manifest and can be realized in every portion of our life, the things we say, the things we do, and the life and the witness that we are before other people. Incline your ear and come to me, listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Speaking as confirmation, the Lord gives us that He made this same covenant with David and fulfilled what He had told David He would fulfill in David's life. We know truly that David was truly a man, the Word says, that was seeking after the heart of God. And you know, this day, we need to be sure that we seek after the fullness and the will and surely the heart of God. Help one another to grow. We understand in verse number 1 how we should come to the waters and how we, even though we have nothing to buy with, the Word tells us to come by and eat abundantly without cost. You know, in verse 2, it tells us spending money on things that are not bread, the things that are not of God, not spending the time wisely that the Lord God blesses and gives us of things that will not satisfy us. He tells us to listen carefully to Him and delight ourselves in abundance of what is good. You know, in verse 3, it testifies to us to incline our ear and come to the Lord God and listen that we may live. You know, beloved, each day of my life as I pray, one of the most important aspects of my prayer is just to be silent for just a few moments and just wait and hear what God would speak back, what God would show me in His Word and His teachings as I read through this precious Bible each and every day. We need to have and we need to seek after the will and the wisdom that God truly has for you and I today. You know, so many of us, I think, get our eyes and our hearts focused on the things that we see around us, maybe the things that may entice us, things of this world, many of the things that we can purchase with our monies and the things that we may be able to find that others may have that we have a covenant desire of. But beloved, truly today, the Word of God tells us that we need to incline our ear to Him and come to Him and listen, so that we may live. You know, in the latter part of verse number 3, the word tells us, according to the faithful mercies that were shown to David. Beloved, I want you to know today that God is faithful yesterday, today, and forever, His word declares. May we this day come to Him. May we this day, beloved, be at His feet, seeking the Lord God to show us and lead us and to guide us surely about what He would have us to do in this day in this path of life. I would ask you this morning, if you will, just to bow your heads with me. Let's just come to the Lord today in prayer. Let's seek the Lord God on this Wednesday. Let's desire His will to be our will in our hearts. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we truly thank You for these words from the prophet Isaiah, Father. Lord, we would ask You that You would allow us to have that thirst, that desire, God, to come unto Your word, come unto Your truth each and every day of our life. Father, may You lead us to that water, that living water, God, today, so that we may not thirst, so we may have truly not of this world, but truly, God, what is of You. Lord, I would ask You to allow us to listen to You, Father. Allow us, God, to just to have the insight, us to have the patience, the understanding, God, and the wisdom and discerning grace, God, that we need so desperately, God, in this day. Lord, just as Your word testifies, as You have blessed these mercies unto David, God, and You have been so faithful unto him, and Father, we thank You for being faithful unto us. Lord, I'd ask You today as well that You would just touch and bless the needs of those that are sick, those that are shut in, Father, those that need a special healing touch from the hand of a righteous and a mighty God. Father, I would pray for each and every listener today this broadcast. God, may this word today penetrate their hearts and our hearts, God, today as we seek after Your will in each part of our life. Father, I would pray today for our nation. I would pray, God, today for those men and women fighting for the freedoms of our great land. God, I would pray today for those that are so faithful to the calling of this ministry and the ministries around the world, God, that help and that seek You, Father, to show them and show us what we need to do, God, to get Your gospel message out to the people. Lord, help us today to be that light shining on the hill, Lord. Lord, allow us this day to be that friend to someone, Father, that has fallen or has maybe stepped down into the valley, Father. Lord, just help us to be what You would have us to be. For today we come and we pray and we seek the will and the way of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.